give at WPR.org or call us 888-202-2552.
You know, you might wonder what your pledge actually pays for. Well, we have toll-free numbers so you can call in with your questions for Dr. Sandy or our other great guests. And we rely on newspapers, magazine subscriptions, internet services so that we can research the topics of the day. All of these things and so much more have costs. Your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 helps pay for all of that.
And giving couldn't be easier either at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. We just need your name, contact information, the amount of your pledge, and then how you'd like to pay.
And you can save time and money by using a credit card if you can, or better yet, sign up for automatic sustaining donations from your bank account. You choose how to give, and then you do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And in just a moment, we'll be talking to Dr. Sandy Sawchuk about your pet's health. And discussions like this are possible because of your financial support. So please give now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
We hear all the time how much you value WPR and how much you like a one-day pledge drive. And we're guessing you love the idea of entering an iPad drawing, too. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You ask for more programming with less on-air fundraising, and we're making that happen. This year-end membership drive is just one day long. Support the WPR programs you love. And the audacity, I tell you, of a one-day drive at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We're nothing if not audacious.
Yes.
If you're hearing us, you're part of Wisconsin Public Radio's community of listeners. Maybe you have been for a long time. And now you can become part of our community of members, people who loyally support the programs they value.
Your contribution of any amount makes you a member. And remember, it's not how much you can do alone. It's about how much we can do together. So make your pledge now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
With another 185 pledges before 12:30, we'll stay on track for this program. Please make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And raising all the money in just one day doesn't mean we need less money. It just means that we need to meet our goal faster, to be perfectly honest. Everybody wins if we do. So make your pledge now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Your tax-deductible year-end gift helps us pay for the programs, and it gets you entered into an iPad drawing. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Dale from Waukesha pledged today, Judith, because he thinks WPR is the best public radio station in the United States.
Wow, thanks, Dale.
I like that. Tyler from Marshfield says, I stream WPR in my office while I work every day. You have balanced coverage of issues. Because of that, I feel that I am an informed citizen and can bring a lot to the table in conversations with coworkers.
That's great. And I know, certainly, I often refer to things that I heard on WPR and NPR, and it makes me sound pretty smart, I have to say.
I am really good at a cocktail party. I know a little about a whole lot of topics because of listening, because of doing this show and listening. Well, I bet you know a lot, too. You can help us out. Give now at WPR.org or call us at 888-202-2552. Do it right now.
And thank you.
Thank you very much. Dr. Sandy Sawchuk with us, and she's with us right up until 12:30 today to answer your pet health questions. You can join in at 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@WPR.org or go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. You can post a question or a comment there. Dr. Sandy, great to have you back.
It's nice to be here on such an important day.
Yeah, I tell you what, we're talking a lot about money today, and you were telling me before the show that when it comes to our pets, we're now pikers when it comes to Christmas presents and holiday gifts for our pets.
Yeah, over half the pet owners surveyed said that they will be buying their pet a Christmas gift, and when they looked at how much they're going to be spending on average $46 per pet. Well, I came home about a week and a half ago with three new dog toys, and they're already on the floor. I'm bad. It's like, open them up and have them now, you know. So, but, you know, I haven't quite reached that level yet with my dogs, but I still have a week or so to go.
Well, we've got these nice stockings over our fireplace, Madel, and there's one for Coco and one for Tiger.
They have their
stockings. Yeah. And there'll be something in those stockings.
Yeah, and you just got to make sure that, especially during the holidays, with all that stuff that's unsafe, like, you know, the decorations and the goodies and tinsel and ribbon, that if you've got pets, I mean, I sound like a broken record every time this time of the year, but we always see a pet getting into trouble this time of the year. So keep the raisins and chocolate away, the macadamia nuts, and you can send all those to me. But yeah.
Yeah, so macadamia nuts are not good for
For dogs. Dogs have problems with them, but you know, cats, it's not a big issue, but I haven't seen too many cats go after a bowl of nuts.
No, I don't think Tiger loves bread.
Yeah, you have to be careful. Rising bread dough is one of the leading toxins for dogs. If you leave your bread dough, you know, out and it has to ferment and rise, dogs that eat it will actually develop alcohol toxicity because of the alcohol is being made in the bread as it's rising. And it keeps fermenting in the nice dog's, the warm belly, and can result in emergency situations. So keep that bread dough out of dog's reach as well.
Well, we have callers online to visit with you for sure. And what have we got? Jack, I think, first from someplace. Jack, are you there? Neosha?
Are we on?
Yes, you're on. Thanks, Jack.
Okay, Dr. Sandy.
Hi.
Hi. I have a new situation in my house. I have a Skipper Key, and he's about an 8-year-old dog, and he's a high strung, but he's a great pet. And then we have a cat that's real mild mannered, and he's already quite a alpha male, you know, with her. He barks at her and stuff, but she can control him.
Okay.
Well, that's not an issue, but there's a new dog in the house. We didn't ask for this dog. We're taking care of the dog for a relative for an indefinite amount of time, and it's a Catahoula. He's a very nice dog, but he's male, and this is all new for him. He was in Florida last week, and now he's going to be in Wisconsin for the rest of his life, probably.
Ouch.
Yeah, what's going on between the two dogs?
Well, they're getting along well. There's two issues I want to ask you about. One is that he's throwing up a lot, and I haven't changed his diet. He's got the same food he lived on all of his life so far. He's about 2.5 years old, and it seems to be somewhat associated with exercise. Where we are here, for the first time in his life, he can go out and run with no leash. I've got all kinds of acreage, and he runs a lot, and he's happy. But inevitably, I wonder if that's causing the upset stomach, or if it's...
Yeah, okay, well, let's see.
You know, when we have any pet that has a change in behavior, even including medical behaviors like vomiting, I think it's real important that you establish yourself with a veterinarian. Obviously, with two other pets at home, you probably already have a veterinarian for your pets. So it's time to take this dog in and have them evaluated. Vomiting is a symptom of a whole lot of things. It can be anything from, you know, it may be stress-related. It may be that he's, you know, exercising a lot after eating. It could be that he's got some pancreas problems, liver issues, you know, parasites, a whole host of things. So I think a good physical exam is in order. So now that he's yours, get that looked into, because if it is something like parasites, it could potentially be a risk to your existing pets at home. I'm not sure how the dogs are doing when it comes to with the cat, but I just had this issue yesterday where a cat and dog are in the same household and the dog is chasing the cat. Real important that you allow the cat to have elevated areas that it can be on, safe zones, whether it be with doggy gates and so on, so that the cat can have a spot that it can go that the dogs are not into as well. And making sure that the new Catahoula leopard dog is not getting into the cat food or the kitty fritters in the litter box, because that could be adding to the upset tummy as well.
There you go. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call, Jack. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears Poisson. today on this One Day Tuesday at Wisconsin Public Radio. During this quick one-day drive, we're asking for your support. Your pledge right now is so important because listener contributions make up more than one-third of our budget.
And you can make One Day Tuesday a success with your gift right now. $50, $100, every gift now, no matter the amount, makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
175 or 179 pledges to go by the end of this program at 12:30. This year-end membership drive is only going to last one day. Please help us out.
So we're asking you to help us meet this ambitious goal to help pay for the programs by making your gift right now. WPR.org. 888-202-2552.
Chances are the Ideas Network has covered an issue that's really close to you, whether it's gardening or technology or the environment. We really do try to bring you shows that you will find relevant, interesting, and enjoyable. And because WPR touches your life, please make a pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, giving at WPR.org or calling 888-202-2552 is so easy. All it takes is a gift of a dollar or two a week and a few minutes of your time.
A dollar or two a week adds up to 50, 100 bucks for the year, and all year long you'll benefit from this program and all of the WPR programs that you love. So make your contribution at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
You know, Larry, most of our choices for news, information, and entertainment come with a monthly bill. Wisconsin Public Radio is different. It's the listeners and our contributors that decide whether to give and how much.
Some people give $25 or $50, and when you add all these gifts together, they're enough to keep WPR on the air, bringing you really interesting programs, I think. Decide what Wisconsin Public Radio is worth to you, and then give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
This is really cool. Everyone who pledges today will be entered in a drawing for an iPad. You could be the lucky winner when you make a pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You don't have to pledge to participate to enter without donating. You can just send a postcard with your name, address, and telephone number and send it to WPR iPad Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. And postcards received by December 21st will be entered in the drawing. To enter the drawing, send a postcard or make a pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Think about how often you tune in to Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe it's every day, on your way to and from work, over the lunch hour, and then some more on the weekends. If you're like me, you wake up to it every morning.
It's an important part of your life. Your day would probably be different, I would guess worse, if you couldn't catch your favorite program. Make a contribution to keep this station that you rely on strong at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Help keep WPR strong as we enter 2012. We're giving ourselves just one day to ask for your gift during this year-end membership drive. Let us know that you appreciate WPR and a one-day drive with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And with another 178 pledges before 12:30, we'll stay on track for this program, so make your pledge now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
So just to be clear, raising all the money in one day doesn't mean we need less money. It just means we have to meet our goal faster. Everybody wins if we do, so make your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your pledge today at One Day Tuesday enters you in a drawing for an iPad. So make a year-end gift to WPR right now and get entered in that iPad drawing at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Larry, David from Warren says, listening to WPR is like having an intelligent, stimulating conversation with a group of good friends every day. It makes each day great. We couldn't agree more. Donate now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You know, I've talked myself into it. I'm going to put another donation in.
All right.
Out of my own pocket.
I'll do it too.
We'll both do it.
All right.
We are both going to do it.
Join
this
us.
Hour. You can join us. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. I'm going to have to do it after. We'll do it. We're going to do it during this show for sure. And Dr. Sandy Sawchuk with us today to talk about your pet's health. Nancy in La Crosse has a question for you, Sandy, so let's go there. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Larry and Sandy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. You're welcome.
I cannot imagine life without public radio, but I have two questions. One is, I have put an adoption application in for a standard poodle, done a lot of research, wondered if Sandy had any additional information or things I should look for related to her experiences. And the second question was, if it's a big deal to change the name of an adult dog, is it confusing or stressful for the dog, and how would I do it?
Well, regarding the name change, well, that happens all the time. Think of all the strays that end up getting adopted that had a name, and then they get a new name. And especially if you start using the name and associating it with good things like treats and food, where the dog is turning and looking at you when it hears that particular number of letters and things come out of your mouth, they will soon learn that that is their name. It's kind of like us being born with a name and getting a nickname. It can change all the time. Standard poodles are great dogs. I mean, I think they don't shed. They're athletic. They're beautiful. They're usually, their temperament is often really good. We see a few that might be a little on the nervous side. But my guidelines for looking for a new dog is to always make sure that you visit with mom and dad. You want to make sure that this puppy that you're getting, if it is a puppy, is coming from, stock that is healthy and happy, not only, behaviorally, but also health-wise. And so you need to know what health problems standard poodles need to be screened for. And this would be something that mom and dad need to be looked at prior to being used for breeding. And just to rattle off a few things that are common in standard poodles, inherited eye diseases. So you want to look for something that says that they have gone through a CERF evaluation, which stands for Canine Eye Registration Foundation. They are a large breed dog. They can have hip issues. Parents should be screened for hip dysplasia. They are a breed that has an inherited skin problem called sebaceous adenitis. And poodle breeders will often do biopsies of their dogs to show that they're free of that. And they also are a breed that we see a lot of Addison's disease in, which is a low-functioning adrenal gland. And so looking at the past history of, causes of death of previous family members, whether it be like great aunts and uncles and so on, is going to help you with knowing kind of what to expect with your dog. And I think if you go through and jump through all those hoops, hopefully you will have a healthy, healthy dog, but get it in for a purchase evaluation pretty soon after getting your dog. That first vet appointment is really important.
Nancy, thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. Sandy, I heard there's a recall on chicken jerky treats.
Yeah, this is one of those things where they have come out, the FDA issues warnings, and the chicken jerky treats they look like pieces of chicken breasts. They have been imported from China, I believe. And it's important for pet owners to always be watching and paying attention to the news so that they can get their dog or cat off of anything that has happened. Had an issue. I try to just say stay with things that are made in the United States because you're going to find that probably things are going to be a little bit safer.
Dr. Sandy Sawchuk, our guest today. She's always great to have her along. Professor of Veterinary Medicine at the UW-Madison School of Veterinary Medicine. With me also in the studio, Judith Sears-Poisson. Today is our One Day Tuesday. This is your radio station, listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. We're raising money to pay for the commercial-free programs that you rely on.
And we need to meet the goal of this year-end pledge drive in just one day, a single day. You make it possible when you pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Another 172 pledges to go by the end of this program at 12:30. This year-end membership drive is only going to last for one day.
We're asking you to help us meet this ambitious, even audacious goal to help pay for the programs by making your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'd like you to think about all the issues you've heard discussed on the Ideas Network in the past year. There are so many, and all of those conversations were possible because of listener support. Make your pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Do it for all you've learned in the past year on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Listeners provide a significant part of our funding, more than one-third. Because you pay for what you value, contribute to WPR right now. And if you've already given, consider giving again. We'd certainly appreciate it. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Judith and I have both planned to do that. As a
yes.
matter of fact, we've contributed before. We're going to contribute
Absolutely.
Again today. During our show, though, too. We want to get credit for our own show. We want you to make a pledge during our show as well. It could be a dollar or two a week, any amount that's comfortable for you, and you'll be doing your part to keep this station strong. WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and make your pledge right now.
Today is the first and last day of the Wisconsin Public Radio year-end membership drive. Like you, we're very excited to get it done in just one day so we can get back to doing what we do best, bringing you great discussions. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Pledge any amount today and you'll be entered in a drawing for an iPad. I don't think I'm going to put my name in for the iPad.
I don't think we're actually eligible.
We wouldn't be eligible anyway. But so we won't be in there competing against you, but we will have our contribution in there. You can find out the details, and you can make your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
There is no doubt in our minds how intelligent you are, and so we try to aim high. We do our best to bring you in-depth, thought-provoking discussions every day. Because you appreciate those conversations you get on the Ideas Network, please make a pledge today at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might think about your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio as an investment in your future listening. Give us 2 minutes of your time and your donation in any amount, and in return, you'll get lots of great programs.
We can absolutely guarantee that. Lots of great programs because you donate at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And in just a few minutes, you'll have made a wise investment, one that pays dividends each and every day.
Our goal for the show is 190 pledges by 12:30. That number is reachable when you consider the hundreds of thousands of people who listen to WPR every week. You're one of those listeners, so we're asking you to contribute to this, let's call it a group effort. It's a group effort.
And speaking of groups, if there are two or more people listening in your household, well, it's an even bigger bargain. Help us make light work of this goal by making a donation of any amount. Remember, it's not about how much you can do alone. It's about how much we can do together. Join Larry and me in pledging at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
There is no tomorrow in a one-day pledge drive. that's why we're getting, let's see, how many more? 169 more pledges. That's what we need, and it's very important that we do that during this hour. We're asking you today only to help pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening. Give any amount that's comfortable for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Your tax-deductible year-end gift helps us pay for the programs, and it gets you entered into an iPad drawing, but only if you give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Dale from Waukesha, I don't know if we've mentioned this before, he pledged today because he thinks WPR is the best public radio station in the U.S. I guess I did say that before, but
it bears repeating,
doesn't it?
It does.
He's not the only one who thinks that. I think that. Maybe you think that, too. And if you think that way, even if you don't, I think you should go ahead and contribute anyway. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's 888-202-2552, WPR.org. Thank you.
And we're visiting with Dr. Sandy Sawchuk here, who is waiting for your call, your question. And we have some people online. I think we should just go right back to the phones. And Diane in Gurnee, Wisconsin, it is your turn.
Hi there, Larry. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling. What can we do for you?
Well, I have a question. Actually, it might actually have implications for owners, too. My little dog has been having some stroke-like events, and I was wondering if maybe Dr. Sandy could share her thoughts and advice about how to prepare what to expect for those types of illnesses, and also maybe how to judge the quality of life that your pet is having. So as we go through this emotional process, how best to prepare for the inevitable.
Oh, I hear your voice cracking up there.
Sorry.
And this is out. No, don't be sorry.
No, not at all.
It's very uncommon for dogs to actually have strokes or vascular accidents. What we see in older dogs that can look like a stroke is a condition called idiopathic vestibular disease, or sometimes called old dog vestibular disease, where they develop a head tilt, they can't walk, they're very disoriented, and many of those dogs will get better from that. But you know, if your dog is actually having vascular accidents, that's what it's been diagnosed as, then by all means get blood pressure checked, be looking for other underlying diseases that can sometimes cause vascular issues, such as Cushing's disease, which is often associated with being hypertensive as well. So, you know, a good evaluation by your veterinarian for your senior pet is in order. And, you know, when it comes time to, you know, evaluating quality of life, I think that the pat answer I always give people is, you will know. For everybody, it's a little bit different. What one person can cope with their pet, or what one pet could cope with, is going to be different than another. But making sure that they are kept hydrated, that they're able to be clean, that they may be able to ambulate and be able to get outside, that they are still enjoying the things that make them happy, maybe not to the degree that they did when they were young. I'm looking at my older dog, Vanna, right now, whose idea of a walk is to just go out in the front yard and sniff the bushes, and that's it. I mean, and she's happy just doing that, but that doesn't mean that, you know, we're approaching the end of her life. It's just we're modifying kind of our expectations of what she can do. But this would be something, again, with your veterinarian would be able to help you with assessing if there's anything that can be done kind of with hospice care, whether it's, you know, supplemental fluids, pain medication, you know, anything like that to give your dog good quality of life right up until the end.
Am I still on?
Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'm feeling like these events have been happening now since this fall, about once a month. They seem to be about an hour or two or three long. And then by the next day, after a lengthy sleep, the dog is pretty much happy and full of vim and vigor.
Yeah.
And there's a little more weakness in the hind legs, but...
Yeah, I'm wondering if your dog isn't having either partial seizures or seizure-type activity. And, again, that is something that can be managed sometimes medically, depending on what the underlying cause is. So, you know, again, if your dog is having one of these episodes, that would be the perfect time to take them in to say, hey, you know, even if it's on emergency, you know, get them evaluated so they can help you, so you have more information. And I think that's the big thing, is the more information you have, the decision making is going to be easier.
Okay. And I'm just out of curiosity, I know my dog has had Lyme's. Would there be a relationship between Lyme's disease and these potential impacts or the effects she's having now?
Yeah, Lyme disease in people will often see associated with neurologic issues. It's uncommon to see that with dogs. Usually the two big things that we'll see would be kidney disease as well as joint problems and kind of fever and not feeling well. Neurologic issues are pretty uncommon.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. We had a Facebook question from Kathy. A friend's dog was recently diagnosed with blastomytosis. The dog had a pretty advanced case before it was recognized. Fortunately, the dog seems to be recovering. What symptoms should we look for, and is there any way to prevent or protect our dogs from this disease? We walk our dogs daily in open fields and through the woods.
Yeah, this is a problem in Wisconsin. The spores are in the soil. It is very kind of regional, kind of knowing what is in your area, who's had dogs that have contracted this. And it's a disease that there is nothing you can do to prevent it. Treatment is possible. It can take weeks and weeks and weeks of therapy to be able to get this under control, because it is a fungal infection. Typical signs you're going to see would be coughing that's not responsive to antibiotics. You may get draining sores and fever and so on. Anytime, you know, a dog from Wisconsin comes in with respiratory signs, getting a chest x-ray is one of the first things we do.
There you go. Thank you very much for that question. And tell you what, we've got time for Clarence. We've got time for Jeremy from Madison. Let's go to Jeremy. Hi, Jeremy.
Hi there. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a 2011 WPR member, so thanks. I appreciate the programming.
Thank you.
My question for Dr. Sandy, I have a St. Bernard Walker Coonhound mix, so she has droopy eyes, and she seems to get pretty bad seasonal allergies. She seems to have been more persistent this year, and that can then sort of, she likes to go outside and be at dog parks, but that can also lead to infections, and so she's having to go sort of on sort of drug regimens, and just sort of any advice for how to, you know,
deal with it.
Yeah. It really depends on what part of your dog is being affected by allergies. With the droopy eyes and so on, some dogs will get conjunctivitis, and we find that using eye washes to wash out any pollen or irritants that may be in there would be helpful. Sometimes using a steroid eye drop may be helpful, too, to take down some of the inflammatory change. Bathing your dog when they come in so that, again, you're getting any contact allergens off of their feet. And then, you know, using things like topical steroid sprays, antihistamines, or, you know, other drugs that can be given daily. One of the ones that we use routinely for dogs with allergic dermatitis is one called cyclosporine, or it goes by the brand name of Atopica. And again, that would be depending on the severity of your dog's problem. That would be what we'd be looking at.
And thanks very much for calling. Appreciate your call. Dr. Sandy Sawchuk, our guest Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson joining us on our Ideas Network. You hear topics big and small on this station, and that's why you listen, and that's why you contribute. Your gift now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Really crucial, because today is One Day Tuesday.
And with your gift today, Wisconsin Public Radio can meet the goal of an entire pledge drive in just one day, but only with your gift. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Another 158 pledges in the next 52 minutes will help us stay on track. So make your pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Raising all the money in just one day doesn't mean we need less money. It just means we're trying to do it faster. Everybody wins if we do, so make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
On the Ideas Network, you hear from the person who wrote the bill, who wrote the book, who is an antique experience, who has unique experiences. We're glad to seek these people out and get them on the show. Privileged, in fact, to be able to do that. But we need your help to make it possible. Make great radio happen right now with your pledge at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Giving takes just 2 minutes of your time. That's it. You'll need to tell us your name, contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay. Consider using your credit card. It saves time, postage, and paper, and puts your money to work right away. No matter how you choose to give or how much, take those 2 minutes right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio is one of the most lasting embodiments of the Wisconsin idea. 100 years ago, the people who led this state really had the vision to say, we're all in this together, and the resources of the state are the resources for the people. It's still like that in Wisconsin, and I think Wisconsin Public Radio is a really good manifestation of that. I'm Ann Katz. Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for news, connections, and community.
You can go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your pledge of support. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson, asking for your support on the WPR programs that you count on. Thanks in advance for your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, Larry, I really find that this time of year is a great opportunity to think about what's important and to back up our values with action. Because WPR is important to you, make a gift now. You'll feel great when you do it, and you'll be entered to win an iPad. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you don't have to live in a big city to have access to everything the world has to offer. You get it right here on Wisconsin Public Radio.
It's so true. You might live in a rural area, but when you listen to WPR, you're in the global public square, hearing from world-class artists, knowledgeable reporters, and people who devote their lives to research. Because you enjoy this access, really, to the world, make a pledge of support to the station where you get it at WPR.org or 888-202-2555.
You might consider sharing your appreciation of the lifelong learning you get from WPR by making a leadership gift. That would be $100 a month. Your gift of $1,200 for the year helps make WPR available to everyone. Of course, any amount is welcome right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
If you're waiting for the last day of this pledge drive to make your pledge of support, well, here's a news flash. Today's that last day, so give right now. It's a one-day drive. Today is the first, last, and only day, so your support right now is crucial at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Still have 156 pledges to go to stay on track. Your pledge pays for the programs you rely on, and it makes One Day Tuesday successful. So make your contribution right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, we heard from a listener who said he wasn't sleeping well at night out of guilt for listening to WPR but not donating. We don't want that to happen
no.
to you. Don't lose sleep. So really, just make a donation right now.
It's quick and it's easy, and maybe you'll sleep better tonight knowing that you did your part to support the radio station that you count on. So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We're asking that you make a contribution, and we're also asking that you give an amount that's comfortable for you. Some give $60 a year, some give $1,000 or more.
Whatever the amount, we'll use it to support our programs, and in turn, you'll stay informed and entertained. So give now whatever is comfortable for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
There is no tomorrow in a one-day pledge. That's why getting 156 more pledges during this show is so important. We're asking you today only to help pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening. Give any amount that's comfortable for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your pledge today on One Day Tuesday enters you in a drawing for an iPad. Make a year-end gift to WPR right now and get entered in an iPad drawing. WPR.org. Let's get that in right now. WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552.
We may not be sleeping because we'll be saying WPR.org and 888-202-2552 in our sleep. Becky from Rio says, I feel like the hosts on WPR are good friends sharing my drive to and from work every day. Like a true friend, WPR is always there. WPR helps me grow by making sure I listen to all sides of an issue. And WPR provides me with a laugh or two when I need it most. Thanks for being there, friend. And thanks for being there for us, Becky.
Donate now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
That's 888-202-2552, and thank you.
Talking with Dr. Sandy Sawchuk today, Professor of Veterinary Medicine at the UW-Madison School of Veterinary Medicine. Lisa in Prentice has a question for you, Sandy, so let's go to Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi.
I have a 3-year-old male Newfoundland neutered. And about a month ago, he started having trouble walking. First, he would trip once in a while. Now he actually falls down. And I take him on short walks, and in a 5-minute walk, he could fall down twice. He gets his front legs crossed. His hind legs will go out from behind him. He knuckles under with his front paws.
Ooh. Ooh, boy.
Everything that the vet checked came up normal or negative. He seems to feel perfectly fine.
Okay.
Except for that.
Yeah. Well, that's a big except for that. Yeah. It sounds like with having all 4 feet affected and that he's mentally alert and doesn't have anything wrong with the nerves going to his face, it sounds like he's, you know, normal that way. It's just with his able to function with his feet that he probably has some type of a neck abnormality. And in certain breeds of dogs, especially some of the large breeds, like Dobies and Great Danes and so on, not too common. common in Newfies, but it wouldn't surprise me if we see it in them having this issue. There's a condition called wobblers, which is a problem where their cervical vertebra are not formed right, and they end up causing some squishing of the spinal cord. It's also possible that he's got some disc degeneration there. He's a three-year-old dog. It's possible that there could be a spinal cord tumor that's slowly growing, or a cyst or something. So I think where you're at, if your veterinarian can't find out what's wrong, it's time to have a visit with a veterinary neurologist. We do have a couple of neurologists at the vet school, as well as their residents and interns and so on that work with them. Expect that if you were to come in to see them, they would do a full physical exam. And then they would probably, you know, part of that physical exam is a neurologic exam. And then they would probably be recommending that some imaging be done, either like myelography, where they put dye into the spinal fluid that surrounds the spinal cord, or doing something like an MRI of the spine or a CT scan to be able to see, you know, what's going on in that area. Your dog's young enough that I think that, you know, for looking at whether they can lead a good quality of life for a lot, you know, number of more years, it's real important that you get your dog in kind of ASAP.
Do you have any idea how much all that would cost? I'm on kind of a
It's not inexpensive. I could tell you that probably you're looking at a visit with a neurologist and having diagnostic work done. Probably a couple of thousand. Most dogs that are, you know, having spinal surgery done, we're looking at maybe 3,000 to 4,000 on top of, you know, not on top of it, but as the total bill. You know, these are, you know, it's delicate, specialized surgery. So, yeah, I'm sorry that it's a problem, but, you know, it's he's your baby, and I'd be looking at any way you can to get him looked at.
Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call, and good luck. Good luck, Lisa. Julie in Clinton, it's your turn. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, we have a nearly three-year-old golden doodle that seems to have a fear, well, I know she does, a fear of going up or down stairs. We live in a one-level home, so there hasn't ever really been an occasion to do it, except we took her somewhere, we've taken her a couple of places where she would not go up and down the stairs to a finished lower level.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, I have a problem with my own dog. She can go downstairs, but has a lot of difficulty going up. And sometimes it depends on lighting, the texture on the surface of the stairs, whether they're carpeted or open or, you know, wood covered. You know, if your dog, all it takes is one episode of slipping, and that may cause your dog to be afraid. So it may be that your dog was just never exposed to stairs during that critical socialization period of their life if you lived on a one-story home. And so it's walking on stairs is something that needs to be learned. So I would start very small with, you know, just very comfortably going up and down curbs, finding some places outside with, you know, concrete steps that maybe have two or three steps that you can have your dog go up and down, using lots of food treats and rewards. And hopefully, you know, we can then transfer that to some of these more scary steps. But I have had to lift up a 50-pound bulldog. I can't tell you how often when she heads downstairs and then is, you know, unable to get back up again.
Yep. Okay. Well, we'll see what we can do.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate your call. Kay from New Glarus emailed us that they have two cats and a golden retriever. One cat just about lives on the countertop. The dog is in the kitchen or under the table looking for things that may happen to fall off the floor, food items. Any way to discourage this? I'm ready to put the cat and dog in a crate while we're eating. The other cat can't jump on the counter, so she waits until we're done eating and gets on the table. The cats are on restricted diets, but all three act like they never get fat.
Yeah, that's, you know, cats like to get up where it's nice and elevated. One of my favorite things for training a cat to stay off the counter is something called scat. It's a can of compressed air with a motion sensor in it. They jump up and they end up getting sprayed by this air, and you don't have to be there to keep the cat off the counter. When it comes to your dog, yes, definitely teaching your dog to be out of the room while you're preparing food, either putting up a baby gate or having something. There are some electronic containment systems that work in your house called off limits. You may want to look into something like that, where your dog is able to be on the other side of the room, but not over where you're eating to be mooching, because all it takes is one time for that, you know, pork chop to fall off the counter, and that dog has learned this is the best place to hang out.
Yeah, that Well, that pork, you know, if I found a pork chop.
I know. One time,
probably
I mean.
You want to go there
they're
too.
They're one-time learners, you know. And, you know, maybe the cat and dog are working together, you know, with the cat knocking things off the counter.
Oh, man. Well, Dr. Sandy Sawchuk, our guest today, it's always great to have her with us. And Judith Sears-Poisson with us as well as we are in our one-day pledge drive. You get a lot out of Wisconsin Public Radio, no matter when you listen. And today only, we're asking you to put something back in, aren't we, Judith?
We are. Your gift is important as we try to raise an entire pledge drive's worth of money in just a single day. That means more of your favorite programs with no on-air fundraising. Take 2 minutes and give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're looking for 146 pledges in the next 34 minutes to meet the goal for this show. These goals are important to make sure we end One Day Tuesday successfully.
And Larry and I love these goals and get jazzed up about them, but boy, that's starting to feel
a little
tough.
That's
yeah, so we really need your help. A gift of a dollar or two a week is all it takes. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
At the end of the show, you'll often hear our guests say, thanks for your great listeners, and thank you for being such thoughtful, active listeners, and thanks for your financial support, which makes it all possible. If you haven't pledged yet, do it right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Larry often says that the best hour and a half of his day is the hour and a half that he's on the air. I have to say the best hour and a half of my day is when I get to interact with the callers and listeners, when they email, they call with questions. It's great, and I really genuinely enjoy it. So I hope today you'll pledge and you'll be entered in a drawing for an iPad too. Find out the details and make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
On this program, we cover topics like environmental and consumer issues, gardening, how-to topics, lots of authors, a lot of Wisconsin authors, Wisconsin food we love to talk about. You get a lot of great information from this program, and it's possible because of your financial support of Wisconsin Public Radio. So support this program and all the other programs you enjoy on WPR with your pledge. Where you go? Well, you go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with just 2 minutes of your time. Just give us your name, contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to give it. Whether you call or pledge online, we keep your personal information safe. We don't share it with any other organizations.
Your gift will turn into the stories and programs that keep you connected to the world. So give now at WPR.org. Or at 888-202-2552.
I especially like the talk shows. Just having a host and a guest isn't good enough for me. I really like the interaction, and I have called in, but very rarely. I just enjoy hearing other people call in and share information. It's a wonderful source of news for me. I'm Barbara Gilmore from Grafton, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for all my news about our world.
And Barbara Gilmore, thank you very much. You know, you've talked me into donating even more than I was going to. I was going to give another $100, but now I'm going to double that amount, and we'll give a couple hundred dollars at least during this program.
And I'll be standing right behind you with my credit card in hand.
And Judith and I are here to ask your support of Wisconsin Public Radio, too. You can join us. It's a big part of why this program is available to you right now. So make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I actually thought you were going to say it's a big party, which it is, too. It's
a big party.
Here's a great gift idea. You know, we've been talking a lot about great ideas for different people on your gift list. For that hard-to-shop-for person in your life, how about a membership to WPR?
Just go to the WPR.org site or call us at 888-202-2552. Let us know who the gift is for, and we'll send them a letter telling them they received a WPR gift membership from you.
It's a great way to support WPR and to get that holiday shopping out of the way without leaving your chair. That's really our goal in life, isn't it? To do as much as we can without leaving our chairs. Give the perfect gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You start a tradition and make a gift to the station you've enjoyed in 2011 and that you rely on and are going to rely on in 2012. Your donation to WPR is tax deductible. Helps keep this great resource available to everyone. So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And I like that gift idea. I should just use that extra donation that I'm giving to give to somebody else.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to do that.
There you go. We still have 143 more pledges to go to stay on track for this program. That's a lot of pledges, but we can do it with your help because your pledge pays for the programs you rely on and makes One Day Tuesday a huge success. Make your contribution right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
WPR exists because people contribute, and when we all give, our contributions add up to make this program possible. Your contribution, it really does make a difference.
So give now, WPR.org, or call 888-202-2552. It's really as simple as that. One pledge at a time, you make this station possible.
Becoming a sustaining member to WPR is truly giving the gift that keeps on giving. As a sustainer, your membership never expires. That's great.
It is. And your monthly deductions from your bank account or charges to your credit or debit card will keep on going until you ask us to stop. Give the gift that keeps on giving. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Here's a New Year's resolution you can take care of in just 2 minutes. You want to support your source for information and entertainment? You can do it right now. Make a gift to WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552.
Maybe giving a dollar a day is the right amount for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening. When you think about it, a dollar a day is a great value even in the upcoming leap year.
It comes out to $365, about 30 bucks a month. You can set that up as monthly transfers from your bank account or credit card installments as well.
Any way you do it, we'll make it convenient for you. Make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Today is One Day Tuesday when, with your help, we meet the important goal of the campaign in just a single day. A one-day fund drive means more of your programs, less on-air fundraising in the months to come. Also, your chance to be entered to win an iPad. So give as generously as you can at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And you know, this is not just an extra day that we decided to do. This is a critical part of our annual fundraising. So we really need your help. And we need actually 137 more pledges in the next, 35 minutes or so to stay on track. Make your pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And it doesn't mean that we need less money raising it all in one day. It just means that we have to meet our goal a whole lot faster. Everybody wins if we do, so please make your pledge now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, I'm going to read this note from Kathy in Madison because Larry just might be a little too shy to do it. Kathy says, I learn more stuff on Larry's program. There's always something I need to hear. Everyone should call in right now or go to the website because this show is so worth our support. Well, Kathy, thank you so much for that vote of confidence. And we hope that you'll join Kathy and make your tax-deductible year-end gift to pay for this and all of the programs you enjoy on Wisconsin Public Radio. And it gets you entered in an iPad drawing. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Kathy is my new girlfriend. I can tell you that right now. I mean, she is really. I love you, Kathy. Thank you. That was wonderful. And, you know, Danielle from Spencer, she says driving is always more enjoyable when listening to something that inspires, motivates, and educates. And I hope we inspire you to give right now at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
Already a member? Give another gift. It'll make you feel twice as good. 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. And thank you.
If you are like me, the animals that are part of your family are important to you, and you want to keep them healthy and happy. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Glad to have Dr. Sandy Sawchuk of the UW School of Veterinary Medicine for the next half hour to share new information and timely advice. So whether you're a lifelong pet owner or maybe you're just new to sharing your home with animals, your cats or dogs, I hope you'll join in. She's very happy to answer your questions when you phone, and you can call us at 1-800-642-1234. You can also email us at talk@wpr.org. And don't forget to check our Facebook page. For that, just go to The Larry Mueller Show for updates, news, and photos. Click like when you're there, and we'll send you regular updates on upcoming show topics. Stay with us. We'll be back with more with Sandy Sawchuk right after this look at the news.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. Former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky did not face his accusers today at a preliminary hearing on sex abuse charges. Instead, as NPR's Tom Goldman reports from Bellefonte, Pennsylvania, today's hearing was waived.
Joe Amendola, Jerry Sandusky's lawyer, said this in no way, we are in no way conceding anything. There is no talk, no discussion of a plea agreement. They have asked for a jury trial, and he said that would be held sometime, he said, late in 2012.
NPR's Tom Goldman reporting. Black Friday gave retailers a much-needed boost, sending sales up for a sixth straight month. The Commerce Department reports a modest rise of 0.2% in November, but economist Britt Beamer is not convinced consumers can sustain the pace.
Retail sales for November and December combined will be about 2.6%. It'll be very disappointing to most retailers, considering how big Black Friday was. But there's only one Black Friday. It's the problem. And retailers are not going to slash prices enough this weekend to get consumers to spend.
Financial markets in Europe edged up today, following yesterday's sharp sell-off. From Berlin, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports, analysts say the volatility underscores the lingering fear European leaders have not done enough to solve the region's debt crisis.
Economists and analysts are in near unanimous agreement that about the only thing that would prove strong enough now to restore market confidence is if the European Central Bank moved aggressively to buy up bonds of debt-troubled Eurozone countries. Dirk Herschel, chief economist of Germany's largest union, Verdi, says last week's EU agreement to move toward a closer fiscal union is inadequate.
The central bank has to purchase Italian, Spanish, Greek bonds to rescue the euro, and that was not part of decision-making.
Two leading ratings agencies added to the pressure, saying the move toward deeper fiscal integration failed to address the crushing debt loads of some Eurozone countries and their rising borrowing costs. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Berlin.
Physicists are closer than ever to knowing whether a theoretical particle known as the Higgs actually exists. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports.
The Higgs boson is a subatomic particle at the heart of scientists' main theory for why things in the universe have mass. The Higgs has been theorized to exist since the mid-1960s. Finding it would confirm physicists' ideas about the fundamental building blocks of everything from stars to trees to people. Today, scientists reported on two experiments at a powerful new physics machine in Europe, the Large Hadron Collider. Researchers saw some blips in the data that might or might not be signs of the Higgs, and they say they've narrowed down the zone they need to search. The experiments will continue and gather more data, and scientists say they should be able to make a definitive statement next year. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 73 points. This is NPR News.
Talking about your pet's health today with Dr. Sandy Sawchuk, clinical professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Veterinary Medicine. If you have a question about what's going on with your pet, I hope you'll join us. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org, and we would love to hear from you. I know Dr. Sandy would as well. Larry Mueller here with Dr. Judith. We're going to call her doctor. She's the doctor of donations here, Dr. Judith Sears-Poisson.
All right. I like the sound of that.
Listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. She is the master of it.
Oh, well, yeah. Master I can actually lay claim to. Well, now you got me all flustered, Larry. I don't know what I...
Well, we're at One Day Tuesday.
We're at One Day Tuesday. And with your help, we can make the goal of raising the money we need in just one day. It's a whole pledge drive, smushed down, condensed, compacted into just one day. Your $50 or $100 pledge makes a huge difference right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're looking for another 132 pledges in the next 25 minutes or so. So we can do that. You told us you wanted more programming, less on-air fundraising. We can only do that with your help right now. Your donation, $5 a month, $10 a month, is only going to take a few minutes at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, we get such good guests. I would even say such great guests on WPR because they know you'll ask great questions and they won't be interrupted by commercials either. I just recently asked someone to be a guest on Larry's show and she was so excited. She said, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is such a great honor. And she's driving a couple hours just to be here in person. Your support makes all of that possible. You are the most reliable part of our budget. Thanks in advance for making your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Pledge any amount today and you'll be entered in a drawing for an iPad. Find out the details and you make your pledge at the same time at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We usually don't give our opinions on the air, but when we talk about Wisconsin Public Radio, we are happy to make an exception. We're not afraid to say that we think WPR is a unique radio service, a service well worth your support. Take a moment to voice your opinion right now by making a pledge of support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This Mon Drive and your chance to win an iPad, by the way, ends at 7 o'clock tonight. So when you're listening tomorrow, fundraising free, you'll know you helped make it possible with your gift at 1-888-202-2552. Got the wrong number in there. Let me give it again. 888-202-2552. Or just go online to WPR.org.
If you've never given before, let me tell you what to expect. It's a short process. It really only takes about 2 minutes. You answer some basic questions, your name and address, how much you'd like to donate, and how you'd like to pay. And it has to be easy because 36 people have done it for the first time during this program.
And that's it. Make the first donation to WPR. You'll feel good about it. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-202.
We hope you feel like WPR is worth $1 million, but maybe you don't have that much to give.
We don't worry about that. I was going to say, if you want to give $100,000, that'd be fine. No, actually, any amount. Your gift, any amount, whether it's $10, $120, $100,000, whatever is comfortable for you, is the right amount to give. The important thing is to make that pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We're really thankful for the 59 pledges we've gotten during the show, but that means we still have 131 pledges to go to stay on track before 12:30. Your pledge, I'm talking to you, your pledge pays for the programs you rely on, and it makes One Day Tuesday a success. Make your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And don't forget your pledge today on One Day Tuesday enters you in a drawing for an iPad. Make a year-end gift to WPR right now and get entered in the iPad drawing at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Here's a great comment from Jean in Fort Myers, Florida. She says, WPR is unique in the country for the quality of its programming, all of which serves to educate and entertain the people of the state of Wisconsin, the upper Midwest, and around the world via the internet.
And Maria from Eau Claire says, I believe it's a reliable or reliant source of information and a valuable entity for our community. You know, comments like that, they always inspire me and make me want to do the best, very best job I can do. I know Judith, it inspires Judith as well.
Very much.
I hope those kinds of comments inspire you to make a contribution right now. It's easy to do. Just go to WPR.org. Or call us at 888-202-2552. Make that contribution right now during this program.
Do you enjoy listening to Dr. Sandy every month? We sure do, and I learn a lot. If you learn a lot about your pets and find yourself telling other people, well, I heard Dr. Sandy Sawchuk say XYZ, call now, 888-202-2552.
And we're both getting hoarse from all the talking here. It's time to give Dr. Sandy Sawchuk a chance to talk a little bit, too. And Bill in Rhinelander has a question for you, Sandy, so let's go to Bill. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Sandy. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. We have an 8-year-old furry son that happens to be a golden retriever.
Mm-hmm.
And about a little over 2 months ago, he had surgery for chylothorax. And they determined it was idiopathic. There was nothing. They did all kinds of tests. They couldn't find anything, cancers, tumors, chemical issues or whatever. The only thing that they come up was they got a positive hit on a tick test, and it turned out to be anaplasma.
Mm-hmm.
And so they treated him with doxycycline to reduce the swelling of the pericardial sac. So he's like a 3-year-old right now.
Well, I am so glad that he's done better. Yeah, you know, chylothorax is a pretty serious thing. It's where lymph actually backs up and ends up building up. And so it looks, if you were to get it out of the chest cavity, it almost looks like milk. Obviously, when you start putting something in the chest cavity that doesn't belong there, it starts displacing the lungs and it makes it harder for the dog to breathe and function. That's not a typical clinical sign that we'll see as a dog with anaplasma. Anaplasma is a tick-borne disease that's spread by the same tick that spreads Lyme disease, the deer tick. And we're seeing a lot of dogs in the Wisconsin area with what we call co-infections, meaning both those diseases simultaneously, some of them just with anaplasma, obviously, and some of them just with Lyme, too. This is just a good example of making sure that even if your dog is vaccinated with Lyme vaccine, that you're still practicing good tick control using a monthly product that will help keep ticks off of your dog. There's a new product out now that's kind of a new improved Frontline. It's the same product as, you know, it's the same manufacturer that makes Frontline, but it's called CertiEffect. And many people that are living in heavy tick areas will find that once a tick, you know, even if they're using Frontline, they may still find some ticks that have attached and died after they started feeding. This will prevent many of those ticks from even attaching. So I think that it's if you're in a heavy tick area, this would be the product to consider using. And remember, deer ticks love the 40-degree weather. So when we get some of these cooler days that aren't really icy cold, they're going to come out of hibernation. And so even like today, we may have some ticks out. So we're almost to the point where in many parts of Wisconsin, we have to use it at least 10 months out of the year, and including even into December.
It's going to be 45 degrees in some parts of Wisconsin today.
Yeah, and so there's perfect deer tick weather.
Thanks a lot, Bill, for calling. Appreciate your call. Susan in Bristol, hello to you.
Good afternoon, Sandy.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have just recently acquired a kitten. I've had him for a couple of months now because my oldest cat, Jerry, he died. And I felt really sad. And a friend of mine who was a farmer said, well, I've got something to show you. Why don't you just come over and take a look? And he had 3 litters of kittens. And he says, just pick one. It'll make you feel better.
Aww.
And of course I did. And I picked the most unusual one of the bunch. He was staring right at me. He had big tufts of fur coming out of his ears, and his ears go sideways, right?
Uh-huh.
Instead of, like, straight up, and they move separately like little antenna.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I talked to a friend of mine who's a veterinary technician, and she says, you've got a Maine Coon cat.
Yeah. Maine Coons are an actual breed of cat. Many long-haired, large cats get, I don't want to burst your bubble, but, you know, if you went to a cat show with him, he would probably get kicked out for not being a Maine Coon, because there's a lot of kind of look-alike cats. But it sounds like he is just adorable. And what I would say is get a picture of him and put it up on the Facebook page. Everyone would like to see that. And, you know, there's nothing like a kitten to brighten your day. And I hope that, you know, it makes your loss of your other cat much easier for you.
And Susan, please do take a picture of your kitty, put it up on my Facebook page. Just go to the Larry Mueller Show and put it up there. And I'm sure you'll get all kinds of people who will chime in to say, what breed they think it is. Yeah, it's probably a combination of a lot of things.
I mean, you're not going to find too many purebred cats wandering farms, but you know that. Feel free to tell anybody that it's a Maine Coon. I don't want to burst your bubble
like I just did.
Yeah.
That's right. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it very much. And just a reminder, today is One Day Tuesday. This is your radio station, listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. We're raising money to pay for the commercial free programs that you rely on.
And we're doing such a tough job here that Larry and I are both coughing and losing our voices. So we really need you to help us meet the goal of this year-end pledge drive in just one day, a single day, because we don't have the voices for any other days anyway. You make it possible when you pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
117 pledges in the next 15 minutes. That's what we're looking for to meet the goal. These individual goals are very important to make sure we end One Day Tuesday successfully.
And we need to be successful because this is part of our budget. This isn't just a little extra gravy on top. This is really important funding for the programs that you appreciate. A gift of a dollar or two a week is all it takes. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Listening to Wisconsin Public Radio is like a tuition-free, lifelong education. All you need is a radio or a computer to listen on, but we need your support to make it happen. So contribute now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We know you're busy, so we make giving as easy as possible. You can do it either at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552. We just need your name, contact information, the amount of your pledge, and how you'd like to pay for it.
You can save time and money. You use a credit card if you can. That'll save you some time. Better yet, sign up for automatic sustaining donations from your bank account. You choose how to give, and then you do it at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
It really doesn't matter how much you contribute. Some people give $25 or $30, and others give thousands. Give the amount that's affordable and comfortable for you.
What's really important is that you participate by giving what you can. Because by supporting WPR, you're supporting an independent voice in the media. Go online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and make whatever financial contribution you can.
To provide you with great radio, we need to pay the bills. And we count on listeners like you to help. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Quick and easy. You'll be finished in no time at all. Consider a donation of $60 or maybe $120. That's about a dollar or two a week. Your contribution, any amount, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 helps make WPR possible.
You asked for more programming with less on-air fundraising. Well, we're doing our part. This drive is just one day long. Now we're asking you to do your part. Join with other Wisconsin Public Radio listeners and help pay for your WPR listening. Give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Time flies, and maybe it's been longer than you realize since you last gave to WPR. We're asking you to keep your membership active.
And even if you can remember the last time you gave, give again. It'll make you feel great. And as we mentioned, you can also use it as a gift membership for someone. Think of your support of WPR like you think of a newspaper or a magazine subscription, something you renew every year. Renew your support to WPR right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Need 115 pledges in the next 12 minutes to reach our goal. You told us you wanted more programming, less on-air fundraising. We can only do that with your help right now. Your donation, that's $5, $10 a month, will only take a few minutes at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Not only will it make you feel great to donate to WPR, but it's also tax deductible, and it helps us pay for the programs, and as a bonus, it enters you in an iPad drawing. Give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
John from Hilbert says, as a longtime listener, I appreciate the great programming and discussions on Wisconsin Public Radio.
And Jennifer from Madison says, I really enjoy listening to Larry's program every day. If that's true about you, too, please donate now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. That's WPR.org, 888-202-2552. And thank you.
Thank you very much. Again, let me give that number. It is, what is that number? It is 888-202-2552. It's only about 6 inches. No, it's about a foot high, those letters. 608-888-202-2552 or WPR.org. Go there and make your contribution. And listen to what Sandy Sawchuk's got to say. We've got Vicki in Rice Lake up with a question for you, Sandy. Hi, Vicki.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a very active 10-year-old border collie who used to spend her days while we were at work sitting on her perch on our couch looking out at a big, large window at the neighborhood. She was kind of watching the whole neighborhood in the cul-de-sac, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, recently we moved, and the only thing we've changed, of course, is the house. There is a couch in front of a big window, but she is just not motivated to do anything. She lays under the table. I take her for her morning walk like always. Even when she's in the house, she used to bring me a ball. She's just very inactive. Otherwise, physically, she's fine. She just lays under the table. Do you have any ideas for me to get her?
Yeah, I'm wondering if, the move and so on, many times moves like this, although, you know, it is stressful for us. We realize it's usually for the better, and we learn to cope with it. But for her, this is a big change to suddenly go to a new neighborhood. And so, you know, that may be what it is, that she's just, you know, a little nervous, a little worried, especially if she's, like, you know, spending most of her time hiding under a table. A couple of things that I've had some pretty good success with for mild anxieties that are not drug-related. One would be to plug in or put on her a collar that contains dog appeasement pheromone. It's called DAP, and you can get it at pet stores. You can order it online and so on. And for some mild anxieties, that's helped many dogs with adjusting to new situations. The other thing that is now more readily available at pet stores is the anxiety wrap. It's like a snug vest that the dog wears, and it coddles them but gives them a real sense of security. And we're seeing so many patients now coming in with them, especially patients that are coming into the clinic that are maybe oncology patients that have to come in a couple of times a week for chemotherapy, or they're there for radiation therapy. Owners swear that the dog is much happier and calmer coming into the clinic wearing this thing, and and I have to believe them, because we really do see a difference. So that's a couple of things you may want to consider trying that would not be that expensive and nor harmful for your dog, like, you know, using anti-anxiety medications.
Mm-hmm. There you go, Vicki. Thank you very much for calling. Got a cool email here from Steven. When it's mealtime, my cat retreats to the bathroom door until the food is ready. She starts off in the kitchen where the bowl will go, but as soon as a feeding is detected, she retreats to the bathroom door until the food is ready. Then she walks back to the bowl area in the kitchen. So does this make her a socialite kitty who likes to make an entrance?
Maybe
a foodie kitty
who
only eats at restaurants
with a wait staff, yes.
With a hostess who seats you.
Yeah, it's possible, but it's also possible that just all it takes is one time for something to happen, such as, you know, maybe you dropped the can opener when you were dishing the food up, or, you know, it clanged the spoon on something or whatever, something that startled the cat. She retreated out of the room. You didn't even realize it at the time because it was just a minor occurrence, but now she realizes that, hey, something, you know, I leave and food comes back. So for many cats, these behaviors that they do are, you know, it's probably learned, something happened to trigger it, and now it's just, you know, it's persisting, and she's now associated, I go to, you know, go into the bathroom, and guess what? Food magically appears without anything bad happening to me. So, you know, enjoy it, and that would be all I'd, you know, I don't think there's any medical problem with your kitty cat.
No medical problem at all. Okay, well, I tell you what, it's always fun to think about. And I had another comment that I really wanted to get on from Kathy in Duluth. My gift to my precious 6-year-old golden retriever, Bella, is hopefully the gift of life. Last Monday, she was diagnosed with cancer. We started chemo today. Aww. We know there's no guarantee, but we love her and we're hopeful.
Well, I just went to a dog birthday party last weekend. It was a bloodhound named Ruby who has metastatic melanoma, and she was not supposed to live till her golden birthday, but on December 10th, she turned 10, and it was we had a huge shindig for her, and she's gone through chemo and it really bought her good quality of life for a lot longer, so good luck. I hope it goes okay.
And our guest today, Dr. Sandy Sawchuk, clinical professor at the UW-Madison School of Veterinary Medicine. Judith Sears-Poisson with us as well. Excuse me. You know what? You're here, too, and you help make this program possible when you make a pledge of support, and I hope you'll do it today during our one-day Tuesday.
This membership drive is only one day long. That means more talk, less fundraising, but it only works when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
About 98 pledges in the next 5 minutes. We'll stay on track. Make your pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We really need to be clear about this. Raising all the money in one day doesn't mean we need less money. It just means we have to meet our goal faster. Everybody wins if we do. So make your pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I know you've been enjoying this conversation with Dr. Sandy Sawchuk about pet care. Now take a few minutes to make this hour and many hours to come possible. Put a value on the programs that you enjoy every day and then make your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I know how closely many of you keep track of when our regular guests are on, because boy, when they're not on for some reason, I hear about it. And people say, why isn't Dr. Sandy on? Where's Scott Craven? I know you're paying attention. So I hope you're paying attention that we are trying to raise money today. Your pledge online at WPR.org is especially helpful right now. It keeps the phone lines open for those who don't have internet access. So support the programs you rely on at WPR.org. And, of course, you can also pledge at 888-202-2552.
You hear great guests all day long on the Ideas Network. I think this is a unique radio station in the nation. Your support makes it possible. Pledge now for the station you rely on and enjoy at WPR.org. Or at 888-202-2552.
There are so many interesting and important issues covered on the Ideas Network. You rely on those discussions on Wisconsin Public Radio, and that's why your gift during One Day Tuesday is so important.
And you can help Wisconsin Public Radio meet the overall goal. We have 4,000 pledges as an overall goal. We need it by 7 o'clock tonight so we can continue to bring you the issues and the talk in the months to come. Make your tax-deductible gift at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio informs, entertains, and encourages discussion, and it creates a sense of community. You make Wisconsin a better place by listening and being a more informed person.
You are a listener. Now we're asking you to become a member. Your donation, any amount, makes you a member, and it makes Wisconsin a better place by making a great radio station available to everyone. Give now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
We're looking for another 92 pledges in the next 3 minutes. You told us you wanted more programming, less on-air fundraising. We can only do that with your help right now. Your donation of $5 or $10 a month will only take a few minutes at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, your pledge today on One Day Tuesday enters you in a drawing for an iPad. Make your year-end gift to WPR right now and get entered in the iPad drawing at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Donna from Fond du Lac says, Larry is my favorite.
Oh, Donna, another girlfriend for me here. Donna, thank you so much.
They're
I appreciate it.
Stacking that. Up. And Mark from Eau Claire says, I recently moved back to Wisconsin after 27 years away. Public radio is the only radio I listen to. If you agree with Donna and Mark, call now, 888-202-2552 or pledge at WPR.org.
And I'm telling you, Donna and Mark and Rosemary and everyone who's contributed today has inspired both Judith and me to add a contribution of our own. We always contribute, but we're adding an additional contribution during this hour. We'll have to run right after the show's over to make our contribution, but we're going to do it. I hope you'll do it, too. Maybe you've contributed already this year. Join us. Make a little extra contribution.
Or give a gift membership to someone else.
That's what I'm actually going to do that, but I've got to figure out who to give it to. Maybe you've got somebody that you want to give a gift to like that.